opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Cyberspace is a place that only a human being locates, where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new page. Once you get off the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanley, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Zone.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Ooh. Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. To all my soldiers dying in these streets,
I want you to rest
in peace. Pour out some beer or liquor down on the concrete.
Come on, homie.
Rest in peace. I'ma make sure the water's fertilized all your seeds.
I want you to
rest in peace. Even though you're going on in all the worries.
I went to school as a kid with you, I left the crazy things I did with you. Like the time we climbed up on the roof and snuck our first smokes while sipping on gin and juice. You were there when I got my first girlfriend, and you were there when you broke my heart and it was hurting. A true friend, but now you're gone.
Will somebody tell me how the hell I'm supposed to carry on?
So now it's time to say goodbye, cause the thief in the night came and stole your life. They tell me men ain't supposed to cry,
well that's a goddamn lie.
I'm crying, homie.
Rest in peace. To all my soldiers dying in these streets,
I'm crying, homie.
Rest in peace. Pour out some beer or liquor down on the concrete,
I'm crying, homie.
Rest in peace. I'ma make sure the water's fertilized all your seeds.
That's why I want you to
rest in peace. Even though you're going to be running on the worries.
Do you know who you took from the world? Somebody's husband, wife, friend, son, or little girl. Somebody's brother, somebody's sister. When you push that trigger, did you say, girl, how much we miss her? Please stop all the murder.
Please stop
all the murder.
Please stop
all the murder.
How did death become a style? Would you please explain? Cause you can't look fly with a bullet in your brain. Quarterbacking or receiving, man, it is insane. Apple caught one in the face. You was only 16, man, it is a shame. There is a 10-month-old baby left behind, and she'll be searching for mama's love, but you'll never find it, cause it's gone. Oh shit, man, we in the storm. Dying so fast, wonder why we born. Emergency, would you ring the alarm?
I'm wishing you were near me,
not so far away,
and I wish that you could hear these
words I'm trying to say.
And I'm wishing that your mama
didn't have to cry, your father's strong, but fear is in the eyes.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
'cause the thief in the night came and stole your life. They tell me men ain't supposed to cry, but that's a goddamn lie. I'm crying. To all my soldiers dying in these streets,
I'm crying.
Rest in peace. Pour out some beer and liquor down on the concrete. Rest in peace. I'ma make sure the waters fertilize all your seeds.
I want you to
rest in peace. Even though you're going to rock on in our memories.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. To all my soldiers dying in these streets, rest in peace. Pour out some beer and liquor down on the concrete. Rest in peace. I'ma make sure the waters fertilize all your seeds. Rest in peace. Even though you're going to live on in our memories.
And welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. Here on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you for taking us along with you. Now you have connectivity and mobility. You can get the Blake Radio Network on your PDA, your BlackBerry, your cell phone, as well as your desktop. So we thank you for being there with us. We encourage you to tell your friends. We encourage you to log on and listen to the myriad programmings and programs here on Rainbow Soul. It is our hope that you enjoy listening, that you will encourage your friends to listen, and also that you will be supportive of our efforts here on Rainbow Soul. It's important that you support us just as you support the other media and mediums that are out there. We don't have a lot of advertising, so we can't drive you to various sites or to the stores or to the marketplace. Your way of supporting is to listen, tell your friends, and make a financial contribution to Rainbow Soul. We have an exciting program for you today. Our guest is Mike Tabone, who provided the message in the music. Mike Tabone, rest in peace. I had the pleasure of working with Mike on a grassroots community program to end the violence. It was called Put It Down. We were encouraging people to put down the gun and to resolve their differences and conflicts non-violently. And that was back in 2007. And I lost track of him, and I happened to see him several months ago in a bookstore, Black and Nobel bookstore in Philadelphia. And he told me what happened to him, and I could tell by his demeanor and his countenance. He was really agitated, upset. He'd recently been released from prison. He was trying to get his bearings, trying to get his life back together. And I talked to him and told him to give me a call, and he didn't. And a couple of weeks ago, I was back in Black and Nobel, and they were telling me that he was engaged in a 28-day fast and demonstration and protest. Immediately, I went by there. It was a nice crowd of people there. I was listening to his message. I've been back several times, and finally today, I was able to get some time with him because it was raining and there was only a few people there. So I was able to record an interview, a short interview with him until some more people came. And you can see the picture of the mock jail, and you see Mike's picture on the website here, right on the Rainbow Soul website, right here on the piece for today's program. So check that out. It will also give you some information about where to get more information on him and what he's doing on his G-Law program. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're logged on to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. We say, engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind. The rest will follow. We'll return following these brief messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Greetings to the Internet Radio family. This is Reverend Valentine speaking. You know, for nearly 30 years, I have had the distinct experience of being interviewed over every medium of communication available to the public. And except for the metaphysical underground, I can think of no other electronic venue that has been more progressive, more innovative, more insightful, more diligent, more diverse in its demographics, and more courageously supportive of the truth than this ever-growing phenomenon called internet radio. And this is precisely why I'm here to tell you that it is so vital that you give your wholehearted support to it. Tell a friend. In fact, tell 2, 3, and 4 of your friends. If you are a business owner, support internet radio by telling your customers and constituents all about it. Let them know that there is a legitimate and important substitute to all of the prefabricated, super-censored garbage polluting our public airways today. Don't allow the mass media to continue to treat you like a mindless consumer drone. Enhance your awareness. Indulge your critical thinking, your reasoning, and your analysis. Do as I do. Log on, listen in, and then let it be known all about your internet radio experience. Chimatep, beloved family, thank you for listening. Walk in light.
Hi, I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to join me in financially supporting the Blake Radio Network on a regular basis. We need your continuing patronage to help the Blake Radio Network remain alive and thriving both now and well into the future. There are several easy ways you can send your contribution. To use PayPal, click on the help link on the Blake Radio Network's website at www.blakeradio.com, or you can go directly to the PayPal website and click the send money link. Type in rainbowsoul@blakeradio.com as the email address and Unlimited Ventures as the payee. Then follow the instructions. To send a check or money order, make it out to Unlimited Ventures, care of Neil Blake, and mail it to 73 Ireland Place, that's IRELEND Place, Suite 109, Amityville, AMITYVILLE, New York, 11701. It's easy, painless, and uncomplicated. And you'll feel great after doing it, knowing you're keeping the Blake Radio Network alive and on the cutting edge of media technology. I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you in advance for your support.
And I want to give you background and preview of our guest, Mike Tabone. Mike is a spoken word artist. He's a community activist. Like I said earlier, we worked together with several other people. A lot of them were former gang members, some folks who were ex-offenders, people who were engaged in the nightclub and production industry, young people who got together to do what they could to end the violence. Like I said, this was back in 2007. And we worked together going out to the various neighborhoods, talking to people out to the various commercial strips, giving out material, holding rallies, workshops. Mike would come dressed in his prison jumpsuit, shackles, handcuffs. In addition to giving out the material that the group was giving out, the wristbands, the reading material, he would talk to them. He would do some of his spoken word artistry. He would try to connect with the people. I was impressed by him, by his visual presentation. He was one of the people that you could always count on. I would go to the meetings. I think we used to have the meetings on either a Wednesday or a Thursday. And a lot of the times the rallies and the community projects, or where we would go to the block parties, the street fairs, and just out into the community. A lot of times they were on Saturday. And he was one of the consistent ones who came just about every time. And I saw him several months ago. He had a decidedly different look about him. And I was asking what had happened. Where was he? Where had he been? And he told me he just recently was released from prison. He told me the circumstances. And he was trying to get his life together, trying to figure out what he was going to do, where he was going to go, what he was going to be about. Again, I was in the establishment that I met him in the summer, and they told me what he was up to, and I went by, and he's been out there every day living in a mock jail that he constructed of wood, plywood, some material from his own home. The bars are made from PCV piping. It's relatively comfortable can be in a Spartan sense. The times I've been out there, the weather has not been friendly. They rigged up generators to run the electricity in the mock jail. And during the course of the interview, you'll hear the phone ringing. You'll hear his queen typing on the keyboard. And they did have a computer, laptop. They had lighting. They had heat. Some of the times I was out there, they would have those blowers going that you use to dry a room after the room has been painted, or if there's been some water damage. They had that out there to keep the people who are coming by to see him warm. They had lighting in the evening. A lot of times mothers and grandmothers would bring their young boys and let him talk to them. And I did a brief video clip, and I posted it on my Facebook. And if you go to Junius Ricardo Stanton on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and you go and you can look at it, and you scroll down on the what's on your mind, or look at some of the postings, because basically I use Facebook as a means to put up media, whether it's my videos or to let people know what we're doing here on the Blake Radio Network, as well as my other program on the Harambe Radio Network. So I use the connectivity to put out those type messages, as well as the account that I have on Vimeo, where I can post larger and longer videos than you normally see on YouTube, even though some of these social media will allow you to embed larger files. So that's how I use my Facebook account. And I did get a lot of feedback, and I told him I would come back. And every time I would come back, there'd be a lot of people there, and he and his posse would be talking. So, except for a few times, I really didn't get a chance to talk to him personally or directly. A couple of times I went by and dropped off a contribution or whatever. And I would just watch the reactions of the people, watch the parents and the folks that were coming by, the brothers that were coming by who would be supportive of him. I really believe that he's doing a vital work, because he is demystifying and decoding, as well as destroying a lot of the myth about incarceration in jail. We live in a culture that unfortunately has adopted much of the prison subculture as a means of being quote unquote stylish, faddish, or hip. That's where the no shoestrings come from. That's where the baggy pants falling down come from. When you go to jail, they take your shoelaces and they take your belt. You see the people with the flip-flops. That's prison. Because if you're locked up 23 hours a day, you don't need shoes. You don't need the boots. So that's where that comes from. A lot of the guys you see walking around with the Dickey work uniform, that's not about work. They're replicating the prison uniform. There's even a rapper from Philly who has a clothing line called Property of the State that has the swath on the back, Property of the State. It's promoting incarceration, is promoting being in prison. And Mike would use his creativity, use his jumpsuit, the shackles, the chains, to counter that image. When you see the pictures of his, what I call it, the Jailers for Suckers piece, it's next to a mural that he did in 2006 and 2007. And that was part of his anti-violence initiative, where he was going out putting the names of people in Philadelphia who were killed senselessly by violence. And so that's where his new platform is. And you'll hear him talk about staying the course, because it was initially going to be a 28-day fast and demonstration. He's going to stay there for a few more days, and he'll give you the information where you can go up on the website and see what they're doing, where you can even call him, email him. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, I'd encourage you to stop in the 1900 block of Huntington Park Avenue and just see what he's doing. Just give him a word of encouragement and just listen to the message that he's giving to the people. And a lot of times there are other young brothers there, some who are ex-offenders, some who are conscious brothers. There was one day I was there, it was a brother who was talking about his multiple tours and talking about the conditions here in this country and making the connection between the prison industrial complex and the military industrial complex. And so that's just give you some background on what Mike Tabone is attempting to do. And we encourage you to be supportive of him, if through no other means than your prayers and meditations. The next voices you will hear will be yours truly and Mike Tabone. We're speaking with Mike Tabone, who's an activist. He's a spoken word artist. He's a serious brother who is working out his own issues in terms of being a sacrifice for the community. Brother, it's a pleasure to be with you again. We worked together like 5 years ago on the End of Violence, Put It Down, the whole thing. This is your mural. This is
God's mural.
Well, you were the channel that the creator used to make it.
And what I had promised myself that last trip, where I went wrong was when I accepted all the credit, I put myself up next to God, and that's idol worship, vanity.
Right.
And this is why God had to allow me to be taken down. So I can't even fault the people that God used to take me down.
Mm-hmm.
It's that vanity.
So that was your personal lesson in all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the lesson you're trying to teach the people? Let me give some background. You've been out here now, what, 28 days?
This is the 28th day.
Right. And my initial information was that you're going to do it for 28 days. It seems like you've gotten a message and a commitment and the strength to keep on keeping on. So what's the goal? Why are you here? You're in a prison that you constructed right on the site of one of God's murals that you were privy to being an inspiration to help create. It furthers your work in terms of community development, raising consciousness. So what's all this about? What does the jail symbolize?
Well, the basic, because it's a physical definition, and then there's the spiritual. But the physical definition is just simply, let me show you jail in its entirety as much as I can before you gotta go find out for yourself.
Right.
Let me show you death. We got 406 plus ancestors written on the wall. I sleep with these people. I slept with them every day for these 28 days.
Mm.
I mean, let me show you death.
Now, a couple
before
of times
you go find out what dying prematurely is about on your own.
Right. Now, I was here.
Excuse me.
Stay strong.
Yes, sir.
I was here, and you were talking to some young people.
Yes, sir.
And that day I did a little snippet, and I put it up on my Facebook.
Wow.
And so I got a couple of comments from it. You were talking to young people. You were telling me your message, jail is for suckers. There were other people there then another time there was a sister who talked about, I think her son is on the wall,
mm-hmm.
talked about how she turned around and how she's being supportive of what you're doing, and that she told the people that were here about her struggles with her son, what happened. And so this is an educational forum, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely to bring awareness to these young people of what they going to get themselves into before they get themselves into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I got documents proving that jail is for suckers. I mean, this is not just some hip ghetto statement.
Mm-hmm.
What is a sucker in Webster's Dictionary? One who is easily duped.
Yeah.
A sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, street term, somebody that you can play real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing is historically for suckers. And I got some brothers in the penitentiary that don't like the fact that I'm saying jail is for suckers because they in jail. So I told them guys, when you take your milk out your toilet, where you defecate and urinate at, because you're up there using your toilet as keep your refrigerator. Cool. Then you come back and tell me not to say jail is for suckers, because only a sucker do that. And guess what? I'm the biggest sucker of them all. See? This is what they don't, that you don't want to admit. The guys who don't like the fact that I say jail is for suckers is the guys that will come out here and tell some of these young people that jail wasn't about nothing and make them believe that it's a rites of passage or a place to go. It's where thoroughbreds lie. Thoroughbred. Bred to be thorough. Compound word. Thorough, which means to be complete. Bred, which means to be taught. But you go to prison and you're uneducated. You're not completely taught. You think that the ghetto is the only place that exists on the planet. Ain't never been nowhere. You understand? So you're not a thoroughbred. But if you can admit to that, then maybe you can become one one day. But what you are, if you're in prison, is a sucker. Why? They've been enslaving black people for over 400 years. 82% of the prisons in America is black people. But for some reason, sucker, you can't recognize the connection, even though the 13th Amendment says that slavery and mortal servitude is illegal, except when you've been duly convicted. So they go to Duke, because when you was in school, they told you slavery was abolished. Abolished means to put an end to something. Slavery has not been put an end to. They just changed the ramifications in which you can become a slave. So if you get caught up in a slavery that your people been running from and trying to get out of for over 400 years, and you get back into it at your own free will, my friend, I regret to inform you that you are a sucker, one who is easily duped. Read it in the dictionary. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I first met you, we were working on the anti-violence program to put it down, to try to stop the use of guns and disputes. You were unique in that you would come to the meetings that we were having, the internal meetings, as well as when we would march, go to the marches, and when we went out into the community, held the workshops and all that kind of stuff. You came in chains, shackles, and an orange prison jumpsuit. You did your spoken word there. You talked directly to the people, no holds barred. Is this another step beyond that? Because you were visual then, but this is, you know, this is it's to the next level. Plus, you're doing a sacrifice because you've been here.
Yes, sir.
You know.
I mean, unfortunately, unfortunately, I've mastered the art of doing time.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest, this type of sacrifice is kind of easy for me. When you've been locked up for over 10, 12, 13 years, doing time is not a problem. I wore the jail suit for years, for free.
Okay.
For nothing, with no example, nothing. So now I get to wear it with
the
purpose.
A meaning and purpose. Right?
Yeah, and this definitely is the next level. And there's one more to come.
I saw you.
God got something else for me to do. I'm not done yet.
Right, right.
Because
when these
28 days is done, there's still going to be somebody killing somebody. There's still going to be, somebody going to prison. Evil is relentless. And until our good becomes as relentless as evil, evil will continuously win. And if you can't step outside of yourself and look around you and stop living life the way you wish life could be and live life the way it is, then you'll clearly see that evil has been winning for a very long time. Because our good and our love, you know, has a limit, but evil has none. It's a bottomless pit. It's the pit of hell, known as what? The bottomless pit. So
You use a lot of religious symbolism and the terminology. I always felt that you were a very intelligent brother.
Thank you, brother.
Very keen, had your finger on the pulse of the community. Have you developed, given I know a little bit about what happened to you in the interim from the time we were working together and how you ended up going back to jail, did that rekindle a spirituality, or is something that you always had, and you didn't show it in the circles we were in.
No, I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. When they first sent me back, because I was an innocent man, and if you remember my ex-girlfriend that just got murdered, I was in a lot of pain. And I sat in the bowels of Greater Fort in the belly of the beast, literally, contemplating suicide. Because I wanted my death to be on the conscience of all of those who sold me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the people.
Yeah, but those people don't have any. They're sociopaths. They don't have any kind of. The drug dealer, the person who set you up, the people, the police that did it and all that. They don't have any conscience.
Yeah, even some of the people who sit in office.
Right.
That we
helped.
Sit in the seats that they sitting in. You know, wouldn't even write letters for me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I come out and I do God's will, they question it. Because they really don't have God in their heart. But when I was about to commit suicide that night, and my wife would tell you, I sent her every belonging that I had in my cell,
mm-hmm.
I mailed out to her. Because I was serious.
Right.
And I was like, well, here go my last will. You know what I mean? Here's everything I own. So do with it as you will. And God said, because I believe when you're that close to death, it's probably when you're as close to God
right,
as you'll
right,
get.
Right.
And I heard his voice, and it was like, I've been trying to talk to you for a long time, but you just wouldn't listen. So now, I got your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. First of all, between trial and triumph lies the testimony. I need you to make it through this trial so that you can have this testimony to share with your people. And this audience that you have, if you remember, my first book was actually a sex book. Well, he gave me an audience of the sexually insane.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did The Wall. He gave me an audience of
bereaved people right.
And the murderers who murdered these people. It's people who drive past this wall that have killed people on this wall.
Mm-hmm.
These are the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Take your testimony back to these people, because for some of them, you're going to be their last chance. So, the revelations, it was coming to me so fast, I couldn't even write it down fast enough. And it was like, God, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like asking him, okay, because I know I'm half crazy right
now.
So
you thought you were having hallucinations, delirious, and all that kind of stuff.
So I kept asking God, if this is your will, if you really talking to me, when I open this Bible right now, just give me a sign that this is you talking.
Because
I don't want to make no more mistakes. I open the book and it'll be something right there on the page. Every time, even still till today, me and my wife do this. Open the Bible, any page, rap, give me a word, Lord. Wham, it's right there. It's clear as day. Even down to the weapons that I'm supposed to use as a general in God's army. Peace and truth.
All right, so when I saw you a couple of months ago, you were still searching. There was still some bitterness.
Yeah.
There was still some bitterness.
Yeah,
about
and there
what
still
had happened,
is.
You know. And
this is my personal struggle. I'm trying to learn how to turn that I into
E. But I don't see that, though. When I look at you now, I don't see that. I don't know if it's the fasting, if it's been the mission, once, you know, because once you're given a mission, you're given the ways and means to accomplish it, even though it may seem like there's all kinds of obstacles and barriers and all that. But I don't see the anger that I saw in you back in the summertime. So what has happened? What's that transformation like?
When you do God's will, he give you the weapons that he wants you to fight with, man.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to fight hate, I can't use hate to beat hate.
Right,
hate
right.
plus hate will never equal
right,
love.
Right, right.
Evil plus evil will never equal good. So he cleaned my heart. And he gave me a new weapon to fight with. The bullets that I shoot out this cell is love. And people come here to get shot in the head and shot in the heart every day. And then you kill them with the love and you kill them with the kindness. And guess what, man? This is the type of bullet that they could get up and walk away from. Born again.
And better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Born again, resurrected. Mm-hmm. Right there before your eyes, bro. It's amazing to watch somebody's heart change. You can see it in the eyes, bro. Mm-hmm. Some of them, it don't work.
Well, but some I see, like some of the kids were like in awe of you. One time I was here, because I've been by, just stopping by, just checking on you.
I remember, I seen you all in the crowd.
But
I drank some of your coffee you bought me one day, and you just disappeared.
No, yeah, well, I gave you something in this role.
Yeah. And that was classy, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, man. You know, I told you I'm down with you. But I saw some in, like you can pick up some vibes sometimes.
Yes, sir.
And some of the people were trying to figure out where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, are you for real? What is it? What's this message? You know, why are you? Because the message that particular day was strong. Jail is for suckers.
Yes,
and you started telling them about the horrors of incarceration. And so I can't see people saying, what's his gimmick? What's he getting out of this? And it was cold that day. It was bitter cold that day.
Yes, sir. You know, we made it through a lot of storms.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
If they question it, look what you're sitting on. What does it look like you're sitting on right now?
Like a crib or something. Like you took a baby crib or something.
It's my 4-year-old son's bed.
Okay.
That we sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them bars?
Mm-hmm.
The bars is made out of PVC pipe.
Mm-hmm.
While my house has no water. Right now, when I leave here, I go back to a house that got one water pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the pipes has been taken up. So the pipes that you're looking at is the pipes for my house.
Mm-hmm.
That rubber roofing that's attached to this stage.
Right.
My house leaks now in the rain today. Because the roof of my house is on this stage and on top of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So they can question what they will. They can question my intentions what they will. But ask any of the nonprofits, organizations, have they donated any money to me for this. They give food into the cell,
mm-hmm.
and we give it right back out to the community because a lot of these kids is hungry, straight
mm-hmm.
just hungry.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna give somebody knowledge on an empty stomach?
Yeah.
Even Jesus fed 5,000 because they was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Just hungry. Physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man, you got babies right up the street pumping gas for $1. They hungry. They trying to do something and not commit crime.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But how many times do we pull up into the gas station when this kid is trying to pump your gas for $1 and you tell him no thank you. You got $50-$60 in your purse. This kid ain't got nothing to eat. But we don't care anymore about people. He is creating a job for himself in a society where they say they have no jobs.
Mm.
When you go right over New Jersey, every gas station you go to got somebody hired to pump your gas.
Well, I live in Jersey, so you can't pump your own gas.
You feel me? Now, let me ask you this. You talk about you can't give nobody a job, the government of Philadelphia. How many gas stations it is in the city of Philadelphia?
I have no idea.
Let's say at least 1,000. Let's make a mock number. It's 1,000. If you put 2 people to pump gas and they open 24 hours a day, that's 3 shifts.
So that's six people working per day at per gas station.
How many jobs?
So that's 6,000 jobs.
6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Instantaneously. They charging more money for gas in Philadelphia than they charge in Jersey.
Right. Yeah.
So you can't say that it ain't enough money to pay these people. You can't say
right.
it. And then you got the people that'll give them tips and all that when you pump the gas for them.
Mm-hmm.
When it's cold outside, let them wash your windows off. These are jobs instantly that people will work. I bet you will find 6,000 people tomorrow.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
That'll take them jobs.
No doubt.
Why ain't we doing it? Why we sit up here and act like we can't do nothing for the people?
Well, but we both know that this system is... And I was talking to your queen, and she was saying that this physical demonstration here is symbolic and as a metaphor of the system.
Absolutely.
And so we both know that the system is heartless. They could care less, man. They could care less about people starving here. They could care less about the bombs they dropping all over the world and on and on and on.
Hey, listen, man, if somebody snatched my wife's pocketbook and I run down the street and chase him and I punch him and he fall and he hit his head and die, I'm going to jail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
By the same government that will send me over there to kill Saddam Hussein when they was really looking for Bin Laden and he's still alive. I can murder for the same people, but if I murder for my wife, who I got a better relationship with and get better treatment from, my wife will cook for me, my wife clothe me, my wife make sure I'm all right in here. But if I kill to save her life or her belongings, you'll send me to prison. But the people who won't even let me get a cab after 8 o'clock at night and want me to pledge allegiance.
Yeah. The other day, one day I was here, you had the young brother who said he did, I think, a couple of tours in Iraq and a couple of tours in Afghanistan was out there on the stage.
Yeah,
you know,
recon, so. We call it.
Yeah, okay.
Come right. back and they won't even give him health insurance.
Right, yeah. Well, what's next? I mean, when I found out about this was Hakeem over at Black and Nobel, where I saw you back in the summer. He told me this was like a 28-day fast, and you were doing this. He told me all about it. I left there and came over here.
Right.
That was the first day I saw you.
Right.
So where are you going with this? Because this is, you know, the 28th day.
Well, today...
February, I mean. You know.
Unfortunately... Because I left my cell to go have a few conversations with City Hall. I was in an unauthorized area. And anybody in prison know when you're in an unauthorized area...
It's sanctioned.
So I have been sanctioned to max out. So I can't leave today.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make up for the days that I miss delivering this message because certain media wouldn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
And give the mm-hmm. people a chance to live and get this information and give these people with children a chance not to go to prison. So because I was in an unauthorized area, my parole has been denied.
Mm-hmm.
I have to max mm-hmm. out. So Saturday will be the day that I'll be released back into society. Another prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
another
real,
whole...
Straight up.
Huh? Yeah.
Straight up, Jamal.
That's another whole conversation. Yeah, This is a document. You see, following an interview with you and your review of your file and having considered all matters required pursuant to the parole act, the Board of Probation and Parole and the exercise of its discretion had determined at this time that you are... Oh, this is the granted one, babe.
Oh, that's the granted one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what they give for Arthur Green Sheet.
Mm-hmm. But basically what we're trying to show the people is that again, jail is for suckers. This is how they can do you.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located? What's the exact location? This is Huntington Park. This is like
1924. Mm-hmm. Honey Park Avenue.
Okay. And the nice town section of Philadelphia.
Right.
And so you're going to be here for another 5-6 days.
Yes, sir.
People have been coming by, like you said, dropping off food, dropping off money. It's not just you. You got a crew of supporters. Like I said, the brothers were here. That super cold day I was here, they had the...
And I want everybody to know that the money that you blessed me with went straight into the...
To the blowers.
To the blowers.
And the generators.
And the generators and the gas.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I believe that this is God's way of providing for something that we really didn't have the means to do. When I tell you we stepped out on faith, bro. Faith. Bro, like I said, you sitting on my son's bed. The PVC pipe in my house, we didn't have it to do this. We didn't have the support. This is straight a move out on faith. And today, we are successful. This is the 28th day, man, and God is good.
Mm-hmm.
But you asked me a question, and I'd like to give you the answer to the question. And your question was basically, where do we go from here?
Right.
Well, I took a page out of Dr. King's book when he was in the jail cell and he wrote a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was only in for a couple of days, so we only had time to write a letter. So because I had 28 days, I began to write a book called Jail is for Suckers.
Mm-hmm.
And this book will basically kill the rumors and straighten the facts of anybody who, even if you're in prison, believes differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to prove to you Jail is for Suckers and why, and hopefully deter some young people. This is a book for the parents and the loved ones of people. If you got somebody selling coke, if you got somebody in prison and you don't want them to, they call it recidivism, I call it revisitism. Mm-hmm. If you don't want them to revisit prison, then you might want to grab this book for them.
And, so when will it be out?
Well, hopefully within the next 90 days. Mm-hmm. We have it finished up and printed and pressed. We got to raise the money to do it. Again, it's another move of faith.
Right.
I don't have it. I just believe that God is going, he ain't carried me this far to let it down. Also, though, because if we don't do something now, because I can't understand how people can't just, you know, sometimes it ain't about just being a visionary. Sometimes it's simple mathematics. If you look at what's happening now, you'll know that a lot of our children are about to die this summer. Some of them will die at the hands of each other. Some of them is going to die at the hands of the police when they start these flash mobs and they get too crazy. We need to prevent that.
Some of them will die of starvation and all because the conditions are going to get worse.
Exactly. Yeah. But what we need to do is be proactive in our approach to try to prevent what we can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have some solutions. Not just, I don't want to come together with men and discuss what the solutions are. See, I know what the solutions are because I take the time to talk to the young people. If you notice when I talk, I give them an opportunity to talk back.
Mm.
And a lot of times you got people in City Hall who have good hearts, but they never listen to the child or listen to the ex-convict to find out what exactly the problem is. If you were sick, I can't go to the doctor for you.
Right.
You got to go yourself
to
get the prescription that'll heal you.
Mm.
This is the gap that's missing is the generational gap.
Right.
That people don't communicate with the people that they claim they're trying to help. If you're going to be a doctor for the people, then you got to go to the people, man. You got to diagnose the person.
Mm-hmm.
So me listening to the babies, I have been able to come up with solutions to the problem. And one of them is since Mr. Nutter can't find it in his budget to keep the swimming pools and these libraries and things of that nature open that do give even some of the good kids the opportunity to stay on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Closing them down is putting the good kids in a bad position. But what we can do is we got schools. And in the schools, we got gymnasiums. And in the schools, we got libraries. If we can get some people, some church people, whoever, to volunteer and allow the principals to open the schools between the hours of 6 at night to 2 in the morning, these are the death hours. These are the crime hours in most cases. And give them something positive to do. You're not going to get all the kids to come.
Right.
But if you put the church people in there, and you put the Muslim guy in there, and you put the aunt in there, you put the uncle in there, you put the grandfather in there, some of these kids is not going to do what they would do if the eyes of the people weren't watching.
Mm-hmm.
If you love your baby, some people on this wall, mothers, wish they would have had the opportunity to take some of their time to come out and protect their child.
Right.
Then their child
will
still be here. So what I implore people to do is stand with me behind this, get them to open them schools up and let the kids in and watch the kids, let their families come out, watch the kids. Let's do Operation Street Play in the daytime. What is that? That's where we get some double Dutch ropes, we get some basketballs, we get some wood, we get some crates, and we show them how to play again. Just show them how to have fun. I know that you would rather have your son with a broken arm from falling down playing in the street than to have him with a bullet in his head laying in somebody's morgue. So let's teach him how to play again like we used to play when we was little. Let's teach him how to step. Let's teach him how to have fun again. Operation Street Play, that's two solutions. Then, in the worst areas of the city, in the dark places, make the dark light. Get some bulletproof lights, you know, get a big giant light centered on top of a building and turn the light on and lighten the darkness because people don't want to do bad in the dark.
Right. Or in the light.
Or in the, I mean, right, in the light part. Mm-hmm. But you dig where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Here goes some realistic solutions that aren't too expensive, that you can't complain about your budget. Meanwhile, you got $1,500 dinners and all that, but everybody in there got fur coats on in the Chamber of Commerce. Well, businessmen, y'all need, if y'all want y'all businesses not to get robbed by people with guns, then maybe you need to invest some money in keeping these people off the street. You see, you got the people that had the money right there. Yeah. I went in the parking lot. It was Benz, Lexus, Benz, BMW, brand new this, brand new that, fur coats. Everybody had their Sunday best on. You got money to buy that stuff. Use some of that money, your personal money. Forget taxes sometimes. Forget the, oh, I'm going to donate to this organization so I can get a write-off. Make an investment in a human being. Render unto Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, man. You've done that already. But that's why God said it will be easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to make it in the kingdom of heaven. But with God, all things are possible. The righteous will scarcely make it in. Some of y'all righteous people, y'all got to stop being self-righteous and learn how to give back without expecting something in return. You're running around in life with two catcher's mitts on, like my partner Terry Starks likes to say. You got to take one of them catcher's mitts off, because sometimes, man, you got to throw back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see?
Wait, now, you've hooked this up so you have electricity, and your queen was telling me that you'd give out email updates on a periodic basis. So how can people contact you while you're here and just give you some shout-outs, words of encouragement, or how can they get your updates?
Well, you can go to GLAW, GLAW, movement, one word, at gmail.com. That's GLAW movement at gmail.com. You can follow the story at youtube.com/28daypisonanddeathfast. And our contact info is area code 267-202-5213.
Okay, now go back over that again. Give all that again, and then we'll let you go. Because I got to get out of here.
It's glawmovement at gmail.com. That's G. L-A-W movement at gmail.com. Follow the story. It's youtube.com/28daypisonanddeathfast. And you can call us at area code 267-202-5213. And I would like to implore people that will to unify with me in saving some of our babies this summer. Call the number. We have to get together. When the five fingers ball up into a fist, only then can we truly fight. Do not let the name of your church separate you from the other church. Do not let the name that one man chooses to call God separate you from the one that you chose to call God, because God is a God of many languages. Remember Babylon. He has many names, thousands of them. So you don't own God. God owns you. You can't send nobody to hell. God sends them to hell. You can't send nobody to heaven, not even yourself, the ones who will scarcely make it in. You see where I'm coming from? Let us come together, because if we're going to tell these kids that's gangbanging and fighting each other that they need to get together and learn how to love one another and all that rap that we give them, but in the meantime, you got nonprofit organizations who can't get along with each other because they're fighting over grant money. Instead of getting the grant money and then sharing the grant money. You understand? We got to learn to get together. The churches got to learn to get together. The Muslims, the Christians, the black people, the white people today have the same problem. When will we realize that we have to come together to come up with the same solution? Come on, y'all.
I got one more question. Rest in peace. 5 years ago, you did that. What's the status of it? Do you have a CD? Where can people get that? You know, I play the a cappella version of it on my show, so you know.
Wow. Yeah,
so but where can you
Well, at the contact information I gave you, that which people didn't steal when they removed mm-hmm. me from my place, I still have.
You still have some. Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're bringing it all together. Not only do I have the Rest in Peace song, but I also have the Rest in Peace music video mentory.
Oh, okay. Right.
Which is the entire song with the music video, but everybody in the video is a victim's family member mm-hmm. of the people on this mm-hmm. wall. It tells mm-hmm. a mean story. Mm-hmm. We're going to blend that together with what we're doing now, and we're going to have a powerful documentary. But all those projects can be individually or as one when we finish our package. So just call up. We people. I'm my own boss. Well, God is my boss. But, you know, he gave me the power. Mm-hmm. So you can call me and I can make something happen for you. I'm a human being. I'm not going to act like I'm better than somebody. You know, call me, talk to me. You need something from me. If I can do it for you, I can do it for you. That's how I'm doing my business with love, man.
Okay.
With love, man. So just call me.
Okay.
We can make it pop.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Stay strong, brother.
Oh, G-Law, baby. Yeah.
Mike Tabone, as we interviewed him on the 28th day of his original 28-day fast and demonstration, as he mentioned in the interview, during the interview, he's going to continue on until the end of the week. And he provided contact information for you to get updates, because that's how I found out about it when I was in Black and Nobel. They were showing it on YouTube. And I don't know, it was like day 4, day 5 or whatever. And they were posting the progress reports up there. And so you can go to YouTube and see it. And it's real. I mean, I was a probation officer for 32 years. And crime pays for everyone but us. The lawyers, including the judges, the police officers, the social workers, the probation officers, the psychologists, the doctors, the sheriffs, the matrons, the tip staff, the whole court system. But then when you think about placement and incarceration, you're talking about jobs for thousands of people. The people that make the bedding, the sheets, people who supply the office supplies, the telephones, the cars, the van, just the workers, just to staff the various positions, whether it's the stenographers, whether it's the counselors, whether it's the COs. So I was dealing with juvenile offenders in placement. So you're talking about the counselors, you're talking about the house parents, you're talking about the groundskeepers, and on and on and on. And it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Prison is one of the fastest growing industries, particularly privatization, which is what the fascists want to do with just about everything in this country. That's what the whole onslaught on the unions. They're going up against the public unions because there are more of them than are in the private sector union. And so they want to create the myth, the lie and the illusion that the crisis, which was created by Wall Street and mismanagement on the part of many legislators, can be resolved on the backs of working class and poor people in the union, so they can roll back the clock to the 19th century. And as we look at economic apartheid in this country, where the top 1% controls or owns directly almost 85 to 90% of the wealth. I'm not talking about salaries. I'm talking about wealth, real property, infrastructure. The other 90-some percent owns 10%. And so when they take that, when they take our pensions, when they take our jobs, and they have us in prison doing what they did in the latter part of the 19th century, the convict leasing, all of that, they want to bring all that back. So we need to wake up. This is Junius Ricardo Stanton, wishing each and every one of you love, peace, health, prosperity, wisdom, but most of all, power. The power to find meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in your life so that your life manifests magnificently, actualizing and demonstrating the genius, the divinity, and the creativity that is within you. Until next time, stay strong.
That only a human being located where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new phase. Once you get on the internet, become World Wide Web. It's a new world point of view. Up in you, which you have stepped cyberspace is a